The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Young people in the United States aren't happy. At least that's the takeaway from this year's World Happiness Report. The annual analysis by Gallup, the United Nations, and more ranked the United States at number 23, knocking the country out of the top 20 for the first time ever. It's apparent. Apparently, all thanks to the folks under 30. And when they're the only ones accounted for, the country falls to 62 in the rankings. As someone who is under 30, I'm not surprised in the slightest. So I have not read this yet. I've only read the beginning. So I am so interested to know, to what will she ascribe the staggering amount of unhappy young people in America? I tend to believe, because it's published in USA Today, that she will not ascribe it to the same reasons that I do. In the 2021-2023 period, we have experienced huge life changes amid a pandemic, a new president, and persistent economic anxiety. We collectively are not okay. The happiness scores come from six criteria: GDP per capita, social support, healthy life expectancy, freedom, generosity, and corruption. Where are those six criteria from? All right. Despite the large-scale criteria, I have some ideas as to why people my age are unhappier than older folks in the U.S. One of the biggest sources of unhappiness for people my age has been the aftermath of COVID-19. Think about it. For those of us entering adulthood 4 years ago, the before and after of the pandemic has been drastic. Some of these young people finished high school or college during COVID-19. Others were just starting their careers. Suddenly, we all had to confront the reality of disease, of isolation, and of government incompetence. I would give a lot of money to know what she means by government incompetence. Does she mean Trump, who was president in 2020? Or does she mean the staggering lies told by the government and the CDC and the NIH and the staggering lie of closing schools, which only did damage to the psyches of kids? As I said in April 2020, I said lockdowns were the greatest international mistake ever made. You can look it up, folks. It's on the internet. Internet has a long memory. And the left mocked me for it. Whenever the left mocks me, I always assume I said something accurate. Then we had to confront death. Nearly 1.2 million people have died of COVID-19 since the CDC began tracking cases in 2020. Then came the economic ramifications. A USA Today analysis of Medicaid data revealed a 17% increase in Zoloft, that's a psychiatric drug, prescriptions from 2019 to 2022, and a 12% increase in mental health drug prescriptions overall. Groceries got more expensive. Student loan payments restarted after a three-year pause. The cost of renting increased 15%. And Redfin data showed a 44% increase in the country's median home price. For people under 30, these financial stressors hit during a coming-of-age period that is defined by the very things that went upside down. Conversely, there has also been increases in youth suicide and homicide rates since the start of the pandemic. Everyone went through the pandemic. The fact that it hit at such a specific time when many of us were transitioning to adulthood made it difficult, and the after is still being felt. So, does this young woman know that it's not being felt nearly as much, if at all, in Sweden? Why aren't young people in Sweden as unhappy as young people in America? Could it be because they weren't locked down? Because the country did not live the lie of masks and isolation and lockdowns? Could it be? By the way, you should all never say COVID. You should always say lockdowns. The lockdowns are what did the psychological damage. Now, are you ready? Now, here is a big reason for the unhappiness of young Americans, according to this young woman. One of the other reasons young people in the United States may be feeling down is the loss of a right that our parents had, the right to an abortion nationwide. Who'd have thought of that? Yes. This is something that has disproportionately affected young women in particular, to the point that it will be a deciding factor come November. According to KFF, formerly Kaiser Family Foundation, 1 in 8 voters now say abortion is the most important to their vote. That's amazing. By the way, what does that even mean? If it's most important to their vote, does that include the people who are pro-life and it's most important to their vote? I don't know. Last year, Gallup polling showed that 48%, listen to this, 48% of 18 to 29-year-olds want legal abortion under any circumstances. So half of 18 to 29-year-olds want it legal. In other words, in the ninth month, with a healthy baby and a healthy mother, and a couple waiting, yearning to adopt the child, you should have the perfect right to abort it. The narcissism, pathologic narcissism in that position cannot be overstated. You cannot tell me that what I want may not be moral. You may not tell me that. Well, anyway, I just want to remind people, incidentally, that the Supreme Court did not ban abortion. The Supreme Court simply said that the states can decide. That's all it does. And if you live in a Democratic-run state, capital D, Democratic Party run state, then you will have abortion on demand for nine months. So that's why they're unhappy. Isn't that, it's one of the biggest reasons. Isn't that interesting? So I'm very curious. Were they happier? Were young Americans happier prior to the Supreme Court decision? Right? According to this, they should have been much happier. This is a big factor, right? Let us say that every single state in the union says abortion anytime you want it. How much happier will young women be? Zero. It will have no impact on their happiness. I just want, that is my belief. So, the girl is a leftist. Listen to this. Everywhere you turn, political ads are reminding us of what is at stake at this election. The reality of 4 more years of former President Donald Trump and his antics. or 4 more years of President Joe Biden and traditional Democratic politics? Traditional Democratic politics. Wow. And then, all right. Anyway, the over 60 crowd in the United States seems much happier than their young counterparts. Isn't that funny? People much closer to death than they are happier. Why? How could that be? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why doesn't... That is odd that she doesn't mention global warming. She probably forgot. I'm serious. I think she forgot. So, how about this? Is this a young woman married? I doubt it. Might it be that a lot more of my generation got married and had children than her generation? Could that be one of the reasons? Could every one of the doctrines that they were taught from the left have had any impact? How about that they're much less likely to go to church next Sunday or synagogue next Saturday? You think that's a factor? That's why I'd love her on my show. It's fascinating. The left has made the unhappiest generation in American history. She's a member of the unhappiest generation in American history, and she's on the left. Isn't that awesome? It has never occurred to her that the beliefs that she has embodied, or she has embraced, I should say, from the left, may play a really significant role in her unhappiness.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.